have been grilling at Westlake Ace Hardware with our executive chef, Bear Cohn, from the cafe at the Holiday Inn Country Club Plaza. We have on the grill right now, we have veggie kebabs and a butterfly barbecue chop. We have corn on the cob there, a flatbread pizza, and we're about ready to put the ribs up on the grill. So how do we get them ready for the grill?
Yeah, ribs, you can do one of two things. Now, my ribs, we actually smoke those first.
Yes, you did.
That is a
and rub them, too.
in that dry rib mix that I have on mm-hmm. there. Ribs, in the smoking process, takes about 12, 13 hours. Obviously, we had to bring those already smoked. But once they're ready on the for the grill, then you need to get them on there and get them sizzling, get
them. But it didn't take that long once you've smoked them.
Yeah,
right?
once that grill's pretty warm, it only takes a few minutes to get those up. Once you've done that, and even in a competition standpoint, like at American Royal,
yes.
Once they come out of that smoker, we're gonna put them on the grill. We're gonna finish caramelizing everything on the grill side once they come out of that smoking process.
And I should say something about these ribs. They required no sauce. In fact, we believed it might be sacrilegious if we put anything else on these ribs. Okay, so everything's done cooking, and we did another little thing with those that wonderful pork chop.
On that pork chop, now, we've grilled both sides. We've done a crisscross. Now we're going to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cook what would be the inside, mm-hmm. which is now the butterfly side.
Mm-hmm.
Once I do that, I'm actually going to apply the barbecue sauce to the chop.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue sauce has got a tremendous amount of sugars in it, so you have to be very careful. You don't want to put it on too early because the sauce not only will caramelize, it will turn black in a heating process. So,
and that's an unpleasant thing that doesn't have to happen. So we need to remember to do, if we're going to do barbecue sauce on the grill, just do it at the end.
Do it at the end, absolutely.
And I noticed
enough
you
for it
warned,
to cling
yeah.
to the meat, but not to the point where it actually burns. It'll burn very, very, very fast.
Okay.
So we've got that on there. We're actually going to put a sauce for the steaks. I did a little demi-glace. You can buy all kinds of different glaces that you can buy in the grocery store.
True. You don't have to make this from scratch.
You don't have to make it from scratch. I've got it here in a little saucepan. I only need to put a real quick warmth to it, so it doesn't require, any inside cooking.
Everything we didn't need outside. To go into the kitchen. You literally put that little pan on the grill with the sauce, all cooking took place on the grill.
Everything did.
Yes. All right. So
let's start the plating process.
Okay, because this was exciting. We had to beat the people off till we could get it on the plate, but we were successful. Okay.
All right. So let's start with the gorgonzola stuffed top sirloin.
Okay.
So we're going to put that on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had two pieces here, two smaller steaks that
you're
we're
very
actually
generous,
going
chef.
To put it on there, do a little stacking.
You did.
That we're doing on there. And then this gorgeous skewer that we got here, this half moon shaped. We actually put that right on the round of the plate on the exterior there, and then we're just going to put our demi-glace right over the top of it.
So the demi-glace went over the steak that was stuffed with gorgonzola. You kind of stack them a little bit on the end. You do some artistic, again, we eat with our eyes first.
Sure,
so the presentation was fun, and those skewers were just magnificent.
With all the vegetables and all the color, it just really
it was beautiful.
It made the plate zing.
So plate number one is finished.
Plate number one. Plate number two, let's do the pork chop. So we're going to take our corn on the cob that we have roasted on here.
It was so much
just
fun.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
And for a presentation point of view, we're actually going to peel back the ears just a little bit and really open up that cob.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where the gorgeous part of this corn is.
Beautiful.
Then on the very end, we're going to put that right in the middle of the plate, the
mm-hmm.
corn on the cob,
mm-hmm.
kind of move the ears to the side. We're going to take that butterfly chop and put it right over the top end of the open side on the corn. And then just kind of bring the ears back just to kind of surround that pork chop. And that is a meal all by itself.
That is a meal all by itself. And the beauty of grilling the corn that way is you get it's cooked, it's smoky, it's not burnt up because it was protected. You open it up and it's ready.
It is.
It was ready.
It is.
And we did.
And because you leave the ears on there, it's really, it's easy to eat. You don't have to worry about, putting any type
of skewers
in.
Didn't have a problem for any of us. Okay, the next plate.
Next plate, flatbread pizza. We're going to take it right off the stone. We're going to, my flatbread was a square side, so we actually cut it into triangles just from a presentation point of view. If you make one kind or if you have, one did two different flavors like we did. You know, kind of separate your cut there so you it doesn't mix those in. You don't get a half of one, half the other. So there's the flatbread pizza. And then the last thing we did was the ribs. So ribs can be very, very long. You know, our slabs were much longer than the plate is. Usually there's about 13 bones to a slab. Mm-hmm. So make your first cut 7 bones, your first cut 6 bones, however you want to add that up. Give your taste tester an easy way to eat those ribs. Take your knife, cut down the bone between each rib. But don't cut it all the way through.
Because you have to tear it. It's part of the experience.
Part of the barbecue. If you're not wearing it, it's not good barbecue.
It wasn't good. So we wore it.
Put it on there, and then the other slab, do the same thing. Cut each one to just about a quarter inch, an inch, half inch from the bottom.
Yeah.
Just enough to make it a very easy tear. The ribs will be tender enough. You don't have to pull that hard.
Heaven.
But it makes it easier to eat that way.
It is. And you recommended to drink with this. And really, beer, you recommended a red because we needed some body to stand up. Would you suggest a Merlot or?
From a wine standpoint, a Cabernet Sauvignon.
We need something more
just
serious.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fantastic to go with barbecue.
And beer. Any?
A dark beer is good, an ale, any type of lager. It really. I don't think there's any one brand that would stand out when you're dealing with an outside grilling scenario, whether it be, an Anheuser-Busch product or a Miller product, or if you're going to get into,
one of the micro beers that are out there. Take your pick because it's going to work.
Whatever you want to do. It's all going to taste good.
And also for those of you who aren't into an out, you want a non-alcoholic beverage, we recommend iced tea, lemonade, or limeade. Take your pick. I also want to...
You can never go wrong with iced tea.
You can't go... Yeah, not from the South. You can't. I want to recognize our celebrity taster, and that is Dana Wright. She is a co-host here of KMBZ's show, Dana and Parks, and she had a wonderful time. I want to thank Westlake Ace Hardware for hosting and Chef Bear Cohn from the cafe at... the Holiday Inn Country Club Plaza for sharing your time and talent with us. Please visit us on the website at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com and click on Contact Us to send us your thoughts or suggestions. I want to thank you for joining us in the Kitchen with Bonnie. We'll be seeing you next week.